This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Odisha starting today, during which he will dedicate, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. The focus will be on sustainable development, industrial growth and infrastructure enhancement. In Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudimadika. The 1.85 lakh crore rupees initiative aims to establish a 20 gigawatt renewable energy capacity, producing 1,500 TBT of green hydrogen and 7,500 TPD of derivatives such as green methanol, green urea and sustainable aviation fuel. Additionally, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate and lay the foundation stone for various railway and road projects worth 19,500 crore rupees, including the South Coast Railway headquarters in Visakhapatnam. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of next month. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for election to the 70-member for Delhi Assembly yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, the notification will be issued on 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be 17th of this month. The Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu on the same day. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next parliament session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritize India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft of Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The Ministry has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders until the 18th of next month through the MyGov platform. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws are not punishment-oriented but victim-centric and they aim to ensure speedy justice. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the implementation of the three laws in UP. Mr. Shah stressed that 100% implementation of the new criminal laws should be ensured in all the seven commissionerates of Uttar Pradesh by March this year. India and Malaysia have agreed to deepen cooperation in counter-terrorism and de-radicalization, cyber-security, defense industry, and maritime security. During the first India-Malaysia security dialogue in New Delhi yesterday, both countries explored ways to enhance cooperation in critical minerals and rare earths. The government has earmarked a designated site within the Rashtriya Smriti complex, a part of the Rajghat precinct, for erecting a memorial of former President Pranab Mukherjee. Sharmishta Mukherjee, the daughter of late former President, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express her gratitude for this decision. In badminton, India's women's double pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. With that, we end this news bulletin.